Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me, coming to you from the broadcasting lair of Zia Comics in beautiful downtown Las Cruces. I'm your host, Troy Stegner. Before we get into this comic book review, we'll ask you for one favor. Please subscribe. It helps us tremendously. All right, pandering over. Looky, looky. Comic bookie. We have, and look at that beautiful cover. I believe that's an Art Germ Lau cover. He always does amazing artwork. Got Wanda Maximoff right there. If you watched Vision and Scarlet Witch there on Disney Plus, that series, you'll recognize her. So this is the, as it says right there, the Trial of Magneto. Right down there, numero uno. All right, let's jump right into here. It starts right off with... Trial of Magneto starts right off. Wanda Maximoff has been killed. Somebody killed her dead. So they're trying to investigate. You know, got X-Factor there also helping. And, you know, first thing you'll notice, you got Northstar, but you also have, you know, a big part of the Wolverine family there. You got Dokken, and Laura is there also. All new Wolverine, Laura Kinney, and, you know, the main man, Wolvie. So, and Domino's there too. They're all trying to track down what happened. You know, that all they found is Wanda's body. Now, if you've been keeping up with the X-Men, you know in Krakoa, they are able to I don't want to call them pod people, but they can grow backup bodies, kind of like the Emperor did in Star Wars, and, you know, transfer your consciousness into that body. Now, the deal is, though, it's really supposed to be for mutants, and the whole area is, you know, the whole island Krakoa is supposed to be for mutants only. But Wanda is kind of a non-mutant, so it has to come before the board of five. I guess there's like five of the mutants, the powerful mutants who make these decisions. You know, you got Mystique. It looks like Mr. Sinister there, and Charles Xavier and Magneto. I think I mentioned Emma Frost, maybe not. And those are the ones who kind of make decisions for what, because Krakoa is its own sovereign nation. And, you know, they deliberated on a lot. And Wanda is not a well-liked individual amongst the mutants anyway. She's very, very, very powerful, so they're not too sad to see her go. And it comes down to the vote. I think it was 3-2 Resurrector, and the rest were against, so they ended up not resurrecting her. Of course, that kind of ticked Magneto off, but, I mean, they're hinting around. Magneto's also, I mean, he's the father of Scarlet Witch, but he's also the main suspect for who killed her. So he gets a little upset. He kind of attacks Charles Xavier for, you know, the no vote. And he kind of storms out of there. You know, they tell him, hey, you're not the most powerful mutant anymore, dude. Be careful. So he walks out and is immediately confronted by the group who is investigating Wanda's death, led mostly by Northstar. You know, they're kind of giving him the third degree. And he tells them, you know what, Magneto, you've got to come with us for some questioning. He's, you know, typical Magneto fashion. He levitates himself. He's like, yeah, no, I don't think I'm going to do that. And he, you know, they proceed to try to take him down. And it flashes over to, of course, you know, people outside of Krakoa, like the Avengers, who aren't really mutants, they don't know what's going on in there. So, you know, Chuck Xavier comes out and he tells them. And, of course, Vision is devastated. Then it flashes back to, you know, the fight. And as Magneto is getting ready to just start laying into him, you see him start getting bounced around. Well, that's because his other fruit of his loins, one of his other ones, Pietro Quicksilver, is just running around and beating the snot out of him. They have to stop him, or he would have likely killed Magneto. As it stands, you know, Magneto's just really a hair's breadth away from death, but he's a mutant, so they can resurrect him. There was no question that wouldn't be a meeting at the council for, you know, resurrecting a non-mutant. So they kind of put Magneto on ice so they can try to find out, question him to find out if he was the one who killed Wanda, which I'd be very surprised. It is his daughter. But then again, Magneto's done some really, really weird stuff. You know, then it flashes to kind of like Wanda's mind, and she's dressed all in white. Somebody else dressed all in white and cloaked is going after her. And, you know, at the end, you know, she says, basically, she is not dead. You know, she's telling herself she is not dead. So, and, you know, she's pretty powerful. She controls pretty much reality, man. Probability control. So, looking at these pictures, I'm... And it gave some hints in the beginning, you know, with Wanda saying immortality is a life sentence with a pleasant veneer. Entertaining everlasting life is a terrestrial purgatory. So that tells me she's done living, man. It sounds like a depression. Then she doesn't, and she's troubled anyway. She's got some real mental issues. So this is my guess at what's happening, is since she can control reality, probability, maybe she manifested something or someone, or maybe it's she manifested a version of herself to kill herself because she's just so tired of living. She doesn't see any use in it. Maybe she's in a really deep funk. That's my guess. I could be wrong. So this Trial of Magneto, of course, is going to be a limited series. I'm liking it so far. It's got so many of the characters, you know, even if they're just, you know, in a couple panels standing there, you can, it's eye candy. You can go through it and find them. I like it because I like when all the mutants get together, because it shows you that even they can't live harmoniously together. It's just our nature. We just can't do it. So I'm saying this one, subscribe. I would subscribe to this whole series. Just I like the direction they're going with the X-Men ever since Hickman gave them Krakoa and made them a sovereign nation. And it's just, I like the way they're going with it. And Trial of Magneto, you know, like I said, Wanda was a hated character. Magneto's not liked much better. So I don't think too many of them would really care if they weren't there anymore. We'll see. Like I said, limited series. Subscribe to it. I don't think you'll be upset, especially if you're an X-Men fan. That is my review of Trial of Magneto. X-Men Trial of Magneto, number one. Definitely subscribe. If you liked that review and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe, man. It's doesn't cost you anything. It is so free. And it allows us to make more videos like these for you guys for free. And until you see that next video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.